FM Agriculture News.
Poor to reasonable felt and livestock conditions have been reported across most of the country. The Department of Agriculture says parts of the Western Cape, Namaqualand and the Eastern Cape interior continue to experience dry conditions. OFM News' Elsie Richard May reports, meanwhile some summer rainfall areas have begun receiving rains.
The department says above normal rainfall is expected for most parts of the country for the summer season, with minimum temperatures expected to be above normal countrywide. However, maximum temperatures are expected to be below normal over large parts of the country during the entire summer. Elsie Richard May, OFM News.
Youth, women and people with disabilities in poultry, pork, beef and mutton production, amongst other agricultural value chains, qualify to receive funding from the Department of Agriculture's blended finance scheme with the Land Bank. The department's Reggie Ngobo explains the more than 3 billion rand scheme aims to assist small and medium-scale producers to participate in the mainstream agricultural economy.
The funding will be on a blended finance structure, which is a combination of a loan and grant with a focus on commodities as per the Agriculture and Agro-Processing Master Plan. The department and Land Bank have each invested 325 million per annum, which will result in the creation of a 650 million fund a year.
Access to the blended finance scheme will be directly through the Land Bank. And Kenya has decided to lift the ban on cultivating and importing of genetically modified white maize. The Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa's Wandile Shihlobo says Kenya changed its regulations on genetically modified maize in response to its growing food insecurity.
There's still a couple of steps that needs to be done. The Kenyan authorities, Kenya's biosafety authorities are probably still going to go down now with the technical work and approving certain varieties and cultivars that can be planted and specifying those that can also be imported.
He adds South Africa has been more open to science, which has proved to be beneficial for production.
One of the countries that have been an exception is, of course, South Africa, where since year 2000 and 2001, we started growing at a commercial scale genetically modified maize, soybeans and the other crops. And we've been successful in terms of improvements in yields.
These are your main agriculture stories. I'm Morne van Rooyen and you're up to date with OFM News.
Read more on OFM.co.za and download the free OFM mobile or desktop app for notifications on breaking news stories. OFM News, in touch with your world.